Thank you for joining me on this episode of Highway Spec. My name is Trent. We're going to do a hot take, and this is mine. I have been very vocal that I don't like the design direction of BMW in general. Between the iX, the XM, even the 7 Series that we're going to talk about today, I just think they're out of their minds, personally. But I'm here to say I think the BMW 7 Series is actually the best luxury sedan to get.
Wait, what?
It is all new. It has a lot of new technology. They do offer gasoline motors as well as electric options for whatever your preference is. But there is no denying that this thing is bold and demands you look at it when it is on the road. And for a lot of people buying this vehicle, that's what they're looking for. The Mercedes S-Class, by contrast, unless you're getting the Maybach model, is kind of subdued. It's more tame, and yet it is also more expensive. And then you have the Audi A8, which is a bit long in the tooth, and it is way subdued, and most people will mistake it for an A6 or even an A4. It really has nothing to stand out or separate itself from the 7 Series other than the fact that it is cheaper. So you have the more expensive too hot porridge, the less expensive too cold porridge, and the just right porridge of the BMW 7 Series. So while the look is very controversial and, dare I say, ugly, I do think in certain colors it does pull it off well. For some reason, BMW was all about launching it with the two-tone color option, which is supposed to be more luxurious. It's just plain wrong. So the 7 Series starts at $96,000. Even the 760i xDrive only starts at $121,000. The S-Class sedan, on the other hand, starts at $114,500. And of course, you have a lot of options to add on from there. So if I were to get a BMW 7 Series, which I am not going to do at this point in time, I would spec it out in all black. I have seen this on the road where a completely blacked out version definitely hides some of the weird proportions of the 7 Series. And it gives you technology that the other vehicles really don't have, like a 31-inch 8K screen in the back with Amazon Fire built in. So playing around with BMW's configurator, if I threw everything at it that I could personally want without going crazy in terms of the colors and the different stitching and options like that, you're looking at $123,000. While that is a lot of money, it really is not a lot of money for the type of vehicle that you get. Something that has presence, that says I've made it, that impresses your business partners, especially when they sit in the back and watch that screen. But it does so without costing as much as the S-Class. To me, it gives you Maybach Light features for a much more palatable price. And the best part about driving a BMW 7 Series is you don't see the outside of a BMW 7 Series. What do you think of my reasoning on this BMW 7 Series hot take? Is it the perfect high-end luxury sedan? Make sure to drop a comment below and let me know. And if you enjoyed this video, please consider liking and subscribing, and I will catch you on the next one.